Hey everyone, welcome back to Unleashed with Emily. Thank you so much for tuning in for episode 2. I'm excited that you guys are back and ready to listen. I'm still waiting on my intro and outro music, so I'm hoping by the next episode or maybe the following one, I can throw that in there and we can get started. But for today, we're just going to jump right into today's topic, and that is how to pick out the best pet food. First off, I want to talk about why this is even important in the first place. Nutrition, I definitely feel like, is an underrated topic within this industry, and nutrition is super, super important part of your pet's life. It is what determines if they have, you know, optimal health or not. And I think a lot of health concerns definitely stem from what your pet is eating. So it's important to invest some time into learning more about what's in your pet's food and what you're feeding them, and maybe learn a little bit more about their breed too, so you can figure out what common illnesses or diseases that they might face so you can prevent or prolong those diseases from happening. So definitely consider nutrition when it comes to your pet. So the reason for today's topic is because when working in the retail industry, the number one question I probably received most of the time was, what do I feed my pet, or what's the best pet food? And I never had a straightforward answer for them. Usually it was me stopping them and starting to ask them questions, because before I can answer their question, I need them to answer some questions themselves. So next time when you guys go into the pet store, maybe think about these questions before you pick out some pet food. So questions was, what's important to you as a consumer? Is it the price of the food? Is it the quality of the food? Or maybe it's both. That definitely plays a role into how you're going to pick out your food. Another question I would ask, does your pet have any type of dietary restrictions, such as allergies? If you're unsure if your dog or your cat has allergies, there are tests out there. Through the vet, it can be kind of pricey. There are some like at-home type of test kits that you can send out, and they'll send back some things that your pets are sensitive to, so that's super cool. Another thing to consider is how old they are. If they're a puppy, they're going to need puppy food because they're growing, they need certain nutrients, and they usually need higher caloric intake because they're burning off so much energy. And same goes for a senior. Usually they need lower caloric intake because they have less energy, or they have some type of health issue that needs to be addressed. And I would say the last thing to consider is if your pet is picky, because sometimes that can be a problem too, and that can play a role in what you feed your pet. So ultimately, it's kind of hard to say what the best pet food is. For your pet, at least. This isn't really a discussion right now. This is just me talking into a microphone and you guys listening. I definitely do think there are takeaways to this podcast to help you figure out what the best pet food is, but it kind of ultimately comes down to your pet and what your pet needs. Sometimes it's not even always about changing what your pet's eating. It's just about a matter of enhancing it. So adding something to enrich their diet. I would definitely say the number one thing to do is to have fresh food within their diet. Whether that's the whole meal, that's great, or even if it's just partially, because partial fresh food is better than no fresh food. Kibble is super processed, so there's going to be elements and certain nutrients that they might be missing out on since the food is pretty processed. So incorporating back in some fresh food will help make up for that. And when their nutritional needs are met, they'll be less likely to eat less, and they'll poop less too. So that's a plus. Wet food does not count as fresh food. That's actually even more processed than kibble. I would say fresh food is something that's gently cooked, or you could go raw if you're comfortable with that. Or even, like I said, enhancing your meal with like a bone broth or goat's milk, that will add moisture back into the meal, but there are also other benefits to it. such as like collagen and bone broth, which does really great things. And goat's milk's really good for the gut. So if you invest now in good food, that will help you save money in the future. I know good food comes at a hefty price, but when you invest now in the quality nutrition, you are going to avoid vet bills in the future. So I know a lot of you probably, or maybe a good amount of you, or maybe none of you, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people look for a direct answer. So I can give you an example of what I look for if you're unsure of what you want to look for as a consumer. I can kind of share what my thought process is. So something that's important to me is transparency. I like a company that is honest and open about how they run as a business, what's within their products, and where they source their ingredients from. If you're hiding something from me, or it's not really a matter of fact of hiding something, but I just feel like there's information that I can't find or it's hard to find, to me that just doesn't reflect transparency, and I just kind of tried to stay clear of that company and that product. Another thing I look for is who owns the brand or who manufactures their food. I have learned not too long ago that this industry is like one big monopoly. It's a little frightening, actually. How many brands are owned by one company, or how many brands that they try to buy out so they can have the top products, they can make the most money. Having a lot of influence like that's just a red flag to me. I feel like those companies value quantity over quality. And for me, I can't support that. It just worries me. I like to support smaller companies or even local businesses. I just feel like if you have that much product, then quality is going to diminish because there's no way that you can regulate and process everything, like that much product yourself. Whereas if you manufacture your own food, you get to see the process, you get to regulate everything, you know the quality and what goes into your product. I just recommend doing your research. On the bottom side or the back side of every bag, it'll say who manufactures their food. I think you'll be just as surprised as I was to see how many companies run this industry. Especially like if you're walking to maybe like a PetSmart or Petco, the smaller businesses, you'll probably won't see a repeat of names. I mean, you might, I guess it depends on the brand, and I can go over like the different companies that if you want in a different podcast, but, I just recommend doing your research and seeing where the bag's manufactured. That can say a lot about the company and the business. Another thing I like to look for is how sustainable a company is. That's just a nice added bonus for me. I like to look for companies that are eco-conscious, responsible. You know, they'll recycle or they'll source their ingredients in a sustainable manner. I even do this just with products for myself, for food and just everyday things. Sometimes looking for like B certified companies, that's a good thing to look for. But yeah, it's just a nice little added bonus I like to consider. Another thing I do is I buy from the smaller independent stores. I try to stay away from PetSmart, Petco. I don't buy from the grocery stores, pet food. I don't buy pet food from there. Usually the higher quality brands are going to be found in the independent stores. So I just try to stay away from PetSmart and Petco. That's just me. So now I'm going to go over some brands that I do like, just to kind of lead you guys hopefully in the right direction into finding something that works for you. So a lot of these brands aren't based in the US, and that's not on purpose. It literally just happened to work out that way just because a lot of these brands that aren't based in the U.S. have higher standards with their food. So a lot of them are Canadian-based, and there's actually one that is European-based. So the first one I like is Open Farm, and they're Canadian-based. I really love and appreciate how transparent they are. All their ingredients are traceable. I think they have like a QR code or some type of code on the bag where you can go onto their website and see exactly where your ingredients from that bag, where they came from. That's definitely very unique, and not a lot of companies do that. I actually don't know of any other companies. Well, there might be, but that's not always something you can come across in pet food. So I like that and I appreciate that. They also have sustainable practices. That's another thing. So that's something I appreciate and like about them. Another brand I like is Farmina, and they're the European-based company. They're actually based in Italy. And since they're based in Europe, they have their higher standards, so they can actually sell their products in a lot more other countries that some of these other brands can't, since they meet the more strict standards that these countries will set. So you know that it's going to be quality food. So another brand I liked was First Mate, and they're also Canadian-based. I actually don't have much experience with this brand in particular, just because where I worked, we didn't sell this brand. I've actually never heard of it. I mean, it's been around for 30 years, but I've just recently come across with it. And I just think in the area where I was, it just wasn't really being sold there. And that's okay. That's not a bad thing. But the reason I came across this company was because I actually applied to a job to work with them. And as I went through the interview process, I obviously wanted to learn more about the company. So I did some research. And I read some good things. And when I was speaking to the hiring manager, I felt like he definitely really reflected what his company was about. I feel like he embodied his company. He gave me the vibes that they are very family forward. They care about their products and the quality, and they're just really proud of their company, and I think they should be. They have sustainable practices. They manufacture their own food, so the quality's there. And since they've been around for 30 years and they're not some big, well-known name, I think it shows how much time and effort they've invested into their company and the quality that they put into it, and they just didn't mass push their products. 'Cause that's where you can lose the quality once you kind of do something like that. So the next brand I like is Instinct. The cool thing about them is that they can kind of offer a variety of different types of foods. So they have kibble, they have raw, they have freeze-dried. So if you're not sure what route to go, you can kind of experiment and try the different ones, and see what works for your pet. So that's pretty cool. And you can mix them too. So, I like the variety. Another cool thing about Instinct is that they're definitely like a very research-based company, which I like. Their backstory actually started off with, developing the recipes because of animals in a zoo. So what happened was they developed a partnership with the University of Nebraska, and they worked with PhD level nutritionists. And what they wanted to do with these large cats in the zoo was they wanted to enrich their lives with a raw diet. And once they were given a raw diet, they thrived off of it. They had better coats, they had better dental hygiene, they had leaner muscles. So because of this results, they just started working with the university and the nutritionists and local veterinarians to formulate a diet for pets with raw, because they wanted to see how that would affect them. And there's been really great success stories with it. So, I mean, I'm a fan. I know it can be controversial. All I have to say is do your research. Try it out. Obviously, ask your vet, talk to your vet. That's super, probably like number one step. Talk to your vet about it. And just do your research. Try to understand both point of views. It's going to work for some pets and it's not going to work for other ones. And that's okay. That's life. It's just a matter of if it's best for your pet. I will say standard vets don't study nutrition intensely in school. I think it's something they're working on. Hopefully, from my understanding, I know companies try to reach out to them and educate them about their products, which can kind of create a bias, and that's where that's why you'll see certain brands within vet offices and what they'll try to sell. I definitely think consider it, talk to your vet about it, but maybe see what else is out there and talk about those options too with your vet. Say, hey, I know you're saying this brand, but can we talk about this brand? Why or why shouldn't do it, or how do they compare, and just start a conversation. And hopefully they can guide you through it. So, love instinct, and went off on a tangent there, but let's move on. So some brands that I liked that are raw and gently cooked. So I talked about, that was all the ones I talked about were pretty much kibble based except Instinct, and actually Open Farm has gently cooked. So Open Farm is a brand that I liked that offers gently cooked. Another brand I like is Small Batch. They make raw and gently cooked food. They are a smaller company, so they do put the effort into making quality food. They actually select quality ingredients from local farms that will implement humane and sustainable practices. So I like that. They value how the way the food is raised, grown, and harvested, because that ultimately all plays an important role, obviously, in the health of the animal, but that the health of the animal would therefore reflect in the health of our pets. It all kind of trickles down. So another cool thing about them is their bags, they'll have like a global animal humane stamp on it, which is pretty cool. I don't really know if other brands do that. It's kind of like verifies like, hey, we buy and source from farms that humanely treat their animals. So that's pretty cool. And lastly, another brand I like is Primal. Their ingredients are pretty minimal. They have quality stuff. I like how they offer bone broth. They do goat's milk. They have freeze-dried. So you can kind of get some variety with them, which is cool. Another type of food I want to talk about is dehydrated food. It's basically in the name, that's exactly what it is. It's food that's been dehydrated. I really like it because it's shelf stable, it's easy to transport, and the moisture will be added back into the food. So with kibble, that's pretty dry. It's stripped of all its moisture. So when you add the moisture back into the food, whether with broth or water, they'll actually end up drinking less water. It's a nice little added bonus. Some brands I like are Grandma Lucy, Sojo's, Honest Kitchen. Another great thing about dehydrated food is usually the ingredients are like they'll be organic or human grade. They're quality ingredients, and usually the ingredients are pretty minimal too. So that's nice. If I have to pick my number one brand, like if I held at gunpoint, you're going to force me to tell you what my number one brand is. Nothing against the other brands. I love all the other brands. They all have their pros and cons. If I had to pick one, I would pick Siwi. It's the most unique food option. It's like a gently air-dried jerky. So it's pretty minimally processed, which is nice. The biggest thing I like about Ziwi is the quality of their food. So their food has amazing quality and is very nutritionally dense. And when it's nutritionally dense, the serving sizes are going to be smaller. And so that means they're going to eat less and they're going to poop less because they're getting what they need just from that small portion size, which is nice. I guess the downside to a nice, like a higher quality food like that is it's going to cost more money, but the portion size is smaller, something to consider. What's cool, another cool thing about this brand is that they're based in New Zealand. So again, much higher standards than the US. But not only that, their poultry and their livestock have free range across the entire country. There is no natural known predators that are native in New Zealand. So they're literally living their best lives. They get to roam stress-free. They don't have to worry about being eaten or chased or whatnot. Like, they're living their absolute best life. They get to eat, you know, the natural plants and the bugs. They're not fed synthetic or processed food. It's quality meat. And like I said, it all trickles down. So if your pet's eating quality food, they're going to have quality health. Another nice thing about Ziwi is picky eaters love Ziwi. It usually never fails. I want to say 10 times out of 10, they'll love it. Maybe there's that pet out there, that one exception that just turns their nose up at it, but I'll believe it when I see it. So maybe we can say 9 times out of 10, but like, I want to say 10 times out of 10. Like, it, Ziwi, it just doesn't fail. You can't go wrong. If you can't afford Ziwi, which I get, like, especially if such, like, if you have a large dog, it's understandable, but maybe you can incorporate it into the food they're eating now and mix it, and add a little bit in there, because a little bit's better than nothing, right? So the last thing I want to end on is homemade pet food. I'm all for it as long as you're properly meeting your pet's nutritional requirements. This is not an easy thing to do. Like, you can't just throw them a piece of meat and call it a day. If you did that, your pet would be missing out on certain, you know, vitamins and minerals, which are super crucial to your pet's health. Vitamins and minerals are only obtained from our food. We don't make it within our bodies. And they're required in order for us to have certain reactions and processes to happen within our bodies. It triggers certain enzymes and stuff like that. So basically this means we need them, our pets need them in order to survive. So their health would diminish greatly if you stripped them of that. So I personally don't have much experience and knowledge within this area, so I can't speak too much on it or how to go about it exactly, but I would definitely say do some research before you go this route. This is going to take a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort, but if you care about your pet's health and you have that energy and that time and that money, then go for it. Again, just talk to your vet and just do checkups with them and make sure that everything's all good and whatnot. But yeah, definitely do your research if you're going to go that route. Just be careful. So that's kind of it for today. I hope you got something useful out of this. If you want to learn more about specific brands, or if you want to learn more about the different types of food options, such as raw versus kibble, message me on Instagram, or you can even, I think, send me a message on Anchor. I'm not too sure how it works, so if you send me something, hopefully I get it. If not, maybe just reach out to me on Instagram. But I do plan on diving a little deeper into some of the topics that I talked about today. But if there's something specific that you want me to go over, reach out to me so I can make sure that I do. My Instagram handle, I'm going to include that in the description. So you can follow along if you want to keep up with future episodes. And also, go comment on my recent post and let me know what your thoughts are and what brands you like, because I'd love to see what others think and just get a conversation started. But yeah, I hope you guys learned something new today. And if you did, maybe share this podcast with someone you know, so maybe they can learn something new too. Check out the brands that I mentioned. Do your research. Just learn what's best for your pet. It might be a trial and error process. And again, maybe talk to your vet if you're unsure. This can definitely be a tricky process for some owners and their pets, but once you do find that product that works for you, it'll all be worth it in the end, I promise you. But yeah, if you guys want to learn more, follow along and stay tuned for the next episode. Until then, stay happy and healthy, everyone.